rosie, ze preno gostu zazia le prene gosu ziate, le crede bosu zia, za proto dongle che suate. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised, Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised, Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. 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 Holy, holy God, Almighty. It's a privilege to worship you, Maker of the universe. It's an honor just to stand before you with a grateful heart. I lift my hands to you, proclaim me, Lord, you reign. Hallelujah. It's a grateful heart, with a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you, proclaim me, Lord, you reign. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. You are so great, mighty God. There is no other God beside you, Ancient of Days. You are so mighty, 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 mighty God. The Alleluion, the Alshaddai, the Prince of Peace, you reign. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you. Proclaim me, Lord, you reign. With a grateful heart, I lift my voice to you. Proclaim the Lord, you reign. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. You are greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God.
His name is holy. We worship the Lord, for His name is holy. We worship You, mighty God. Lord, we worship the Lord, for His name is holy. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord, for Your name is holy. Lord, I worship You. I exalt You, mighty, mighty God. Lord, I honor You. I glorify Your name. Lord, I worship the Lord, for His name is holy. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I worship You, Lord, for Your name is holy. Be lifted up, be lifted up, oh Lord, be lifted up, for You are all holy, righteous and worthy.
I cannot do it without
without you. I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, I cannot make it without you. I cannot make it without you. I cannot make it without you. Oh Lord, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Master God. I need you, my Father God. I need you. I need you, Jehovah Rapha. I need you, El Shaddai. I need you, mighty God. I need you. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do it without you, Lord. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, we cannot make it without you. We cannot make it without you, Lord. We cannot make it without you. Oh Lord, we cannot make it without you, Lord. We cannot make it without you. We cannot make it without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do it without you. Lord, I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. I cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, we cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, Lord, we cannot do it without you, Lord. Lord, we cannot do it without you. We cannot do it without you. Oh Lord, we need you, Master God. We need you, Ancient of Days. We need you, Mighty God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lily of the Valley. We need you, the Great I Am. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you, mighty God. We need you. We need you, Ancient of Days. We need you, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Master God. We need you, El Shaddai. We need you. I need you, Almighty God. I need you, Lord. I need you, El Shaddai. I need you, Almighty God. I need you, my Master God. I need you. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. Lord, I need you every day. I need you all the time. I need you right now, Lord. I need you. I need you. Almighty God, I need you, I need you, Lord, I need you, my Father God, I need you, I need you, Almighty God, I need you, Lord, I need you right now, my God. I need you a shadow of death. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. I need you, Almighty God. I need you, Lion of Judah. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. I need you, Almighty God. I need you, I need you, Lord. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. I need you, Almighty God. I need you, I need you, Lord. I need you, Almighty God. I need you. Beloved, lift up your voice. If you don't need him, I need him. Paul says that that was the most important thing in my life. He saw that what he needed is God. He said in Philippians chapter number 3, Paul opened up the word of God to you and I. There is something that I asked the Lord that spoke to me very, very clearly and beloved, and I put it, I stayed. Even when I wanted to go, I got into the bathroom. I wanted to go out, but God keep on hammering on a word to me. He said, I am not man. He said, God is not man. God is not man. He cannot lie. So when a man recognizes their need for the Lord, they will not lack, they will not have to lack anything that others needed. Because when you see that all that you need is God, what others go ballistic after, beloved, you'll be free from such issue, because getting God and getting on his side means getting a beloved access to everything that God has. He told me. He told me, he said, I am God and I am not man. It's not like man that should lie, not the son of man that should change his ways. Whatsoever. word that won't be the word that will not be fulfilled. When God says it, God is committed to performance. And that is why, beloved, this morning, in the early hours of the morning, in the 5 o'clock session, God begins to expose to us what Jordan stands for when it's full to its brink, to its brim. The Jordan River was overflowed. It is a river that torments its own and that affects other men that have an exceeding great promise. I want you to know, Paul realizes what he really needed, and he gave his all to pursue whom his heart desire. He put the accolade, he put his achievement, he put his name and his fame, he put all that has been gathered unto him. Beloved, all that man we are plotting for. Paul says this truth. He said, it is not a trouble to me, Philippians 3, to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. If I write the same thing to you over and over again, he said it is to safeguard you. Better safe than be sorry. So we see that this week, as the heaven of God opened up our lives, Paul begins to speak thus. He says, steer clear of the backing doors, those religious busybodies. All back and no bite. Ogidiaru word, there is no action. Form of godliness, but without power, but terribly religious. Paul calls them busybodies, only suffer. They can only bite, move, move, but they cannot even bite. All that they are interested in is appearances. It said, knife happy circumcisers, always ready to bring men under the yoke of religion. But God is saying, bust that yoke. Rid yourself of the legalistic approach to God. Because God told Abraham that the only way that I want you to dedicate yourself to me, go and circumcise your outer skin. And beloved, he said, do it for your children and every male figure that is born in your house. God was looking for a generation of believers, a generation of men that will walk with God. So after Jesus Christ has come and gone, there are personalities whose desire is to still continue to bring men under knife. So they raise a generation of religious fanatics, but are on Christ. quite clear in his word. He said they are all they're interested in the religious busybodies. They are the ones that know who is the best preacher in town. They are the ones that knows what does the law say, but then they say don't do often. They don't even follow the commandment of the law. Look at them. He said they were busybodies. They were trying to put the yoke again on man, but beloved, it said the real believers are the ones the Spirit of God leads to walk away at this ministry, filling the ear with Christ's praise as we do it. John chapter number 4, the word of the Lord says, when Jesus met the woman at the well, if she knew so much, she would not have been with 5 men. She was vast in knowledge about certain things, and she could say to Jesus, beloved, she could tell Jesus, why are you asking me, a Samaritan, a Jew asking a Samaritan for something to drink? Jesus said, if you only know the one who is asking you, you would have asked him for something deeper, which is some living water. You have gone to this well, never had enough, never satisfied. If the well has been so good, you would not have laid with 5 men. Because the natural well can only fill you up, fill your quench, your thirst, but you will continue to still come back to the well. Look at what Jesus told us. The woman said, but if she doesn't know the difference between the water that will spring forth from within those who have it. She said, but where is the bucket? Don't you know that the well is very deep? Where will you get living water? Completely sensual, only completely mental and carnal. She had no understanding about what is the Spirit controlled life. And what does she say? Our great ancestor Jacob, beloved, he said, are you greater than them? Are you greater than Jacob? How can you offer better water than these, which he and his sons and cattle enjoy? When you have never seen another man's home, you think your home is the only thing that is the best in the world. When you have only lived within the four walls of your mind, that is what you have seen, and you are yet to come out of that mind and go into the depth of knowledge of what God alone can show you. you greater than our father, Jacob. How can you offer a better water than this, which he and his son's cattle enjoyed? Until you taste honey, you don't know that sugar is not so good. In my language, they will say, "Pomode bari onyasu akaradano." When you are yet to come to taste what God has on offer, beloved, you are satisfied with the status quo. You are satisfied with the natural. Jesus was quick to tell anyone that drinks from the natural well, they will become thirsty again after drinking of this water. But the water that I give them, he said, becomes a perpetual spring within them, watering them forever with eternal life, an inexhaustible, a life that cannot be killed, a life that cannot be sabotaged. Beloved, it is the life of God inside of man, the life that is forever, the life that goes beyond the now. I was handed a book this afternoon. And the person said, "Do you know this sister?" I thought it's a book that she wrote. And I said, "Oh yes, I can remember this sister. Maybe the last time I saw her was 2006. Oh, she said she was buried on Friday. And as I sit down, the Lord reminded me that that case actually came to this commission. Somebody told me about the fellow and they said, 'Can you pray for this person?' And as I was praying, what I can see was that everything was all gone. It was just the tail end of address that was still having a tiny bit of link, of pinkish life. Something that has life. Everything was already black. And I gave an instruction. I said, 'What is important is that that sister needs to be prepared and tell her to give to ensure that she secured her eternity.' I opened the pages of the book, very book, big, very sizable book. Everybody was saying their own thing about that woman, how cool she was, what impact she has made. They have so much to say. A lot of regrets were also in the book. Some people were saying, 'I wish I had seen you more often than this.' Some were saying that, 'I wish I could have met you. I wish.' A lot of wishes were documented in the pages of those books. The kids were saying, 'You don't always agree with us, but even when we know that you are right, but we know, we also see that when you tell us off, you come again and say, "How are you doing?" And I laughed. A lot was written about that woman inside. inside of me, I was completely angry. The case was absolutely clear because I know one of the members of this commission told me about that case, and I said, oh boy, too late. And I think she passed away the second or the third day. Because God did not call us to lie to anyone but to tell the truth. Because she already settled her case to ensure that she lived for God. Even in her most difficult situation, she was still keening into God. But I said, ensure, so that it is not just a form, but beloved, that she was really yoked with Christ. Paul was not making a mistake. Jesus said the natural water cannot quench the spiritual thirst. If there are two, in parallel, there are two issues that they don't match. Jesus was talking about spiritual thirst, but the woman at the well was talking about natural thirst. But God's word, Jesus said, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. It depends on what you are thirsty about. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Everybody has a thirst. Everybody has an hunger. But what you are thirsty of is what you will be full of. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, thirsty after God, thirsty after Christ, desirous of God, when you know that your desire for God is what is important to you, and when that's what becomes such important to you that you press and you press into it. Beloved, God did not make a mistake. He said those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Jesus said it. What are you thirsty after? The religious thirst of past can fill you with the head, but you need an infilling of the Holy Spirit. You need the well of life on the inside of you. We need to have our ever continuously up, so Jesus told this woman, she said, I need it. That which will flow from within me for life.
life is what I needed. She said, sir, give me some of that water. I need the water of righteousness. Give me the living water that will satisfy the quench and quench the thirst of my soul. Beloved, for the first time in her life, she located that what she thought she needed was not what she actually needed. And she realized that she really needed the living water. She saw face to face. Beloved, that what is ordinary, it is ordinary. She saw that the natural quest cannot meet the demand of the Spirit. And Jesus said, if you taste the living water, you shall no longer thirst. If you give me that, I won't need to come back. I won't have to make long trip out here every day. And Jesus said, the only problem for you to access the living water is this. Go and bring your husband. And she said, I do not have any. I don't have any. Jesus said, for you have had 5 husbands and you aren't even married to the man you are living with. Living an unrighteous life, how can you get living water? If you are really a child, you know that the well was dug by Jacob. Jacob met God somewhere. Genesis 28, the heaven opened. He saw the ladder ascending and descending. He met the Lord, who reiterated to Jacob. He said, everything that I have promised your fathers, I will make those things to happen. If you are knowledgeable enough, you should know that Jacob had a change of story and a switch from being a man that was living by the name that he was tagged with, a supplanter, a cheater. If you can go back in history to Jacob, you have to know that Jacob has become the Israel of God. Beloved, she said, those are the things that I thought I needed. I have had. Indeed, when you say you have no husband, you say you have spoken the truth. You must have been the prophet. You just read my story, she said. But what did she say? Still, what she was full of, she said, but say, tell me, why is it that you Jews insisted that Jerusalem is the only place of worship, while the Samaritans claim here as ancestors has passed unto us. Why are you saying that that is not right? Why is Jerusalem, why does it become a strong place that you said that is the place of worship? Why does she knew she knows so much? Our ancestors worship on this mountain. On this Mount Gerizim. Beloved, holding on to the rituals of the old, holding on to what their father has said, had blinded our ability to recognize what she needed. She met the answer. Religion blocked her. Tradition of our ancestors stood in her way. Beloved, she met our helper of destiny, a life changer. But beloved, she stood in her own way by her own reasoning. She has a desire. She does not want to keep coming back to the same place. Every day when she realizes that there was a different kind of water that can satisfy the thirst of her soul. But Jesus said to her, it's not about the physical drink. What you need is how to see the quench, how to quench the thirst of your soul. He said the time is coming. Yes, Jerusalem is a place that Solomon built and placed the Ark of Covenant in, and God said, whenever I am called in this place, he said, whenever even the people make mistakes and they come to this place and call my name, I will forgive them and I will heal their land. Solomon came into a yoking of himself as he bowed before God, and he said, let your hand rest. Let the heaven be open over Jerusalem, so that whenever your name is called, you will answer and that you will make your word good. So she was not saying something wrong. And the Jews, they know what it takes to have Jerusalem built. Physical structure that carries the presence of the Lord. But beloved, she didn't know that God says, I no longer dwell in houses that are made by hand. I will dwell in you by my spirit. Every house is built by someone. But God is the builder. I'm the maker of all things. Every house is built.
So she was not far from the truth about Jerusalem. She was not far from the truth about what tradition has taught. But foundation of what she was thinking about, she didn't realize that Christ who break the barrier of where to worship is the one who she really needed. Acts chapter number 7, verse 47. Stay with me, we are not finishing 8 o'clock because only one prayer we are going to pray, and heaven must come down in your home right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. But it was Solomon who built a house for him. However, the Most High does not dwell in houses that are made by human hands, as the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter number 66, verse 1. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Because the Ark of Covenant had a resting place in Zion. It has a resting place in Jerusalem. But beloved, so the woman was saved, but that is what the Lord says. But through the mouth of the prophet, the word of the Lord said in Isaiah chapter number 66, it said, for all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles by my word. He who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers grain offering as if he offers sweat blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have been chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abomination, so will I choose their delusion and bring their fears upon them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and choose that in which I do not delight. So, beloved, you saw the challenges that this woman had. Focusing on the carnal thing, on the natural thing, and had no knowledge that what was passed down to them is not anything that has a life-giving ability in it. It can sustain a person. Jesus said it's not about monetarism, but those who follow after God, those who desire, beloved, God above all things, those who chooses to seek after God,
of the people that hunger and thirst after him. The time is coming when we will no longer be concerned about whether to worship the Father here or in Jerusalem, for it is not where we worship that counts, but how we worship. Is our worship spiritual or carnal? If it is spiritual, then it's a real worship. Do we have the Holy Spirit's help? For God is spirit. In order to make our act of worship to be spiritual, we need an helper. That is why I said tonight, you are all that I need. I cannot do it without you. God is spirit. And we must ask his help to worship as we should. The Father wants this kind of worship from us. But you Samaritans know so little about him. Worship him blindly while we Jews know all about him. For salvation comes to the world through the Jews. The woman said, well, at least I know the Messiah will come. And she didn't know that the helper of his life, the rewriter of her story, the one that will change. Beloved, everything about that woman, she has started wobbling, she has started twisting, she has started with a lot of carryover, she has started with a lot of loads, a lot of burdens that they've given to her about the world. And beloved, she ended up with 35 people, beloved, all because the world does not satisfy. And she was still waiting for the day that the Savior will come. That will put an end to her issue. But she never knew that the one whom she stood before was the one that can give meaning to her life so that she can finish strong and finish well. Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. Open your eyes. I am the Messiah. Don't look any further. What you needed is here. Carnality is an enemy of spiritual discernment. Religion, tradition, argument of the mind of man is an enemy of spiritual understanding. So she would have come and gone and discussed rubbish and never located herself. Never get to be introduced to herself. Beloved, but look at the Son of God sat there and was talking to that woman because he knew that there was he's looking for a Savior. She's looking for an helper. Beloved, but she does not have a way of finding him by herself because there is a blocker. It's called the religion, tradition, human reason, human pride, human argument. What the carnal nature cannot give. Look at the disciples of Jesus also. They were wondering, why is she discussing with a woman?
that started wrong coming into this world who was full of a lot of stuff on our head as a desire to meet the Messiah. She was looking, she asked in her mind somewhere that they told us that one day all of this confusion of life, confusion of destiny, that made her to make mistakes with five men, that made her to come out to the well when nobody else come out in the heat of the day, that made her to become a prisoner of her own life. She knew that the Savior will come and he will save men out of their sin. Jesus said, I'll go get her. Jesus said, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. Do you think the work of harvesting will not begin until the summer ends? 4 months from now. Look around you. Vast fields of human souls are ripening all around us and are ready now for reaping. They're the same blood, the same sisters, the same brothers, beloved, that have embraced all sorts of ideas, all sorts of negativity that has taken upon themselves the yoke of tradition, the yoke of religion, the yoke of human reasoning, and were limited by their own reason, and they have become caged in their own mentality, and they have become oppressed, and they have become limited that they cannot discern the truth. When they saw the truth, Jesus said, those are the people. They are now ready for reaping. The reapers will be paid good wages and will be gathering eternal souls into the granaries of heaven. What joy awaits the sower and the reaper, born together. Beloved, that woman left what does not satisfy. Abandoned the whatever she gave to the whirlwind. She said, when the well springs forth from the inside of you, it will move you forward without any man cajoling you, any man pushing you, any man trying to make you do. When she located the very one that she needed in her life, it was just a matter of a few moments she came into destiny. Our beginning was rough, but our end carries such an impactful life. She went back, and from the village where she came from, the Bible says, because she must have told, the Messiah we were all waiting for is here. The one that can terminate our trouble is here now. The one that can answer our question is here now. The one that can deliver us from our It didn't leave me to my story, but it gave me life. Because you can't be Jesus for life not to begin to well up from within you. Jesus said when they came out to see Jesus at the well, they begged him to stay at their village. And he did that for 2 days, long enough for many of them to believe in him after hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Then they said to the woman, now we believe. We have heard him ourselves, not just because of what you told us. He is indeed the Savior of the world. What you see both for the woman and for them is that they suddenly located whom they needed. They have been searching after the world for many years. Only in a matter of moment, they came into a divine understanding that the prophecy that they have read, that was passed over, passed down to them, to generation upon generation, they have just met him now. They met the Savior. They said, we had him for ourselves, not just because you told us. Because of the danger of this carnality, Paul says, stay clear, Philippians 3, of the barking dogs. Dangerous dogs. Demonic wolves of a dog. They are the ones that impose legalism, traditionalism, religiosity. That woman has been a victim of such people. He said, rid yourself of them. I call them nine happy circumcisers. They are interested in the blood. The real believers are only those who are led by the Spirit of the living God. Those who worship God in the Spirit. Making noise about who he really is. Paul was saying, I know my need. What I need is not religion, it's not tradition, it's not human reason. And Paul begins to expose to us his own life. Paul says we couldn't carry this on by our own efforts. And we know it, even though we can list what many think might think are impressive credentials. You know my pedigree, a legitimate birth, circumcised on the 8th day, an Israelite from the Elite tribe of Benjamin, a strict and devout adherent to God's law, a fiery defender of the purity of my religion. I used to be like that woman at the well. Something happened to me, even to the point persecuting the church. A meticulous observer of everything set down in God's law book. The very credentials. These people are waving around as something special. I, Apostle Paul, I am tearing up and throwing out with the trash along with everything else. This religious form, tradition form, this pride in the heart, this human reasoning, this carnality, this form of godliness, he said, I throw it out with the trash along with everything I used to take credit for. Whatever I have gotten applause for, whatever men have celebrated me for, it's a wicked. They are dug down in Beaja. I've dug it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by Him, and didn't want some pity, inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules, when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ, God's righteousness. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Paul says every other thing that has the form, they are just rituals. That sister does not have a time of the day to come anymore and said, I want to go to the next page in my destiny. I want to be able to fix one more thing that I thought I left undone. She doesn't have the ability and the privilege to make right anything that was wrong if she had not settled them before she was gone. But beloved, she's gone now. The kids are going to move on with their lives. Beloved, even our friends, all the people that wrote all the stuff that they wrote, they are carrying on with life. But beloved, she has no time to come and fix nothing. That was the closure to the book. But when we have our living, we must know what we needed. Paul says, I gave up all that inferior stuff so that I could know Christ personally, experience His resurrection power, be a partner in His suffering, and go all the way with Him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do it. So it became a daily quest. And he said, I'm not saying that I have all this together. I don't have this all together. I have not figured it out yet. He said that I have it all made known. But I'm well on the way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Beloved friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal. I got my eye on the goal. Where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus, I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. That's why the songwriter says, I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way all the days of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Goodbye, world. I stand no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I stand no longer with you. I make up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. You can go and shop at Harrods if you think that what you needed is in Harrods. But beloved, you can't go to Harrods empty-handed. If the product that went to the cast after taking it and said, I like this product, I'm walking away with it. They call it stealing. But beloved, when you know that God is all that you need to have your needs met, that the shepherd of the sheep that has given his all is all that you need, beloved, you pursue him. We are pursuing him on a daily basis without giving up. And the apostle Jesus said, it's not by carnality, by what was passed unto us, it is by the Spirit. And beloved, 1 Peter chapter number 1, 1 Peter chapter number 1 from verse 17, it said, all this that was passed on to us, which are the tradition of men, beloved, all of these things, Peter told us in that book that Jesus Christ has, beloved, deliver us from it by his own blood. By his blood. Therefore, he reminds us, remember that your heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites. And he judges, he will judge everything you do. He will judge you with perfect justice for everything you do. So act in reverent fear of him from now on until you get to heaven. God paid a ransom to save you from the impossible road to heaven which your fathers tried to take. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver, as you very well know, but he paid for you with the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, and choose him for his purpose long before the war began. But only recently he brought into public view in these last days as a blessing to you. So what the woman at the well was struggling with, the deal that was passed down to her by her forefathers was passed down to all mankind. But Jesus that stood as the Messiah, he was the one, beloved, when you take the product and you get to the counter, it said, I have made a payment, and that is my blood, and it's on the mercy seat. It said, I don't have to have my heaven closed. I don't have to be spiritually poor anymore. I do not have to be devoid of what I was meant to enjoy in God, because the blood of the Lamb has been shed. So I just need to know that I understand what my needs are, so that I do not run after the wrong thing and lose what I really needed. Beloved, is that great shepherd that you and I saw earlier on in the morning, that through that perfect sacrifice he gave us by divine nature, all things that pertains to life and to godliness, so that we shall not be spiritually poor, we will not be spiritually bankrupt, we will not have to be spiritually insufficient, we will not have to be spiritually in need, because the price has been paid. We don't have to be deficient of what Christ has made available to us. Beloved, just like the Jordan River was an hostile river against our own, and so was also a barrier of God's people. That woman, the Samaritan woman, was just like the Jordanians
to the harvest time, it was flooded. That was a physical harvest. But this is the season of harvesting the promise of God's word. Because what is divine nature gave us access to, that we call, that is needed for godliness, that is needed, beloved, for each and every one of us, for life, is the exceeding great and precious promises that is backed up by the eternal word of God that never faileth. And beloved, to cash in on it and to rid ourselves of the spiritual poverty, God says, I have paid the price. It's not like man that should lie, neither is he the son of man that should change. Whatsoever he says he will do, he will sure do it. He will sure do it. He will sure do it. He can never fail. Beloved, that is what he said in the book of 1 Peter. I have done all that was done. Beloved, in Christ, then God chose him for this purpose long before the war began. But only recently was he brought into public view in these last days as a blessing to you. Because of this, your trust can be in God who raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. Now your faith and hope can rest in him alone. Now you can have real love for everyone because your soul has been cleansed from selfishness and hatred when you trusted Christ to save you. So see to it that you really do love each other warmly with all your heart. Look at that woman. Ran back to town. To the same people that messed her up that five times. To the same people that kept a record of wrong. Ran back to them. And beloved, because she has discovered something by the well, she met the Savior, the one who paid for every atrocity she would ever have committed, the one that redeemed her by his own blood, the one who is the great shepherd that David told us this morning is my shepherd. I don't need a thing anymore. I do not. It was all that I needed. She located whom she really needed. And beloved, her shame was over. She had a new son. Numbers 23. Beloved, the word of the Lord helped us to see the dialogue between the Balak and the Balaam. It said, rise up, Balak, and here, listen to me, the son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie. He doesn't change his mind like humans do. Has he ever promised without doing what he said? Look, I have raised a command to bless them. For God has blessed them. I cannot reverse it. He has not seen sin in Jacob. He will not trouble Israel. Jehovah their God is with them. He is their king. God has brought them out of Egypt. Israel has the strength of a wild ox. No curse can be placed on Jacob, and no magic shall be done against him. For now it shall be said to of Israel, what wonders God has done for him. These people rise up as a lion. They shall not lie down until they have eaten what they capture and have drunk the blood of the slain. He said there was no animosity, there was no aggressiveness of sin located in Jacob's soul. The Jacob and Israel cannot be caused, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and his hand will perform it. Beloved, but Jesus himself in John chapter number 5, verse 19, he said the Son can do nothing by himself, he does only what he sees the Father doing, and in the same way, for the Father loveth the Son and tells him everything he is doing, and the Son will do far more awesome miracles
this man, that this man's healing, it will even raise from the dead anyone he wants to, just as the Father does. And the Father leaves all judgment of sin to his Son, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. But if you refuse to honor God's Son, whom he sent to you, then you are certainly not honoring the Father. The same Jesus spoke to them. He said, I solemnly declare, verse 25, the time is coming. In fact, it is here. When the dead shall hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen shall live. Because the Word is life, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, that is full of grace, that is full of grace, and that is full of truth. John 1:12-14. And John 1, beloved, Jesus spoke about the what cause is the living water that springs unto eternal life. It is only one thing, which is the Word of God. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything. There is nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never distinguish it. What are we dealing with tonight? Beloved, the open heaven that causes darknesses of religion, darknesses of tradition, darknesses of human reasoning, darknesses of human mind, darknesses of location, darknesses in an environment that can sabotage the light of truth of God's word from penetrating, the light that can usher those who started wrong or started well but went wrong on the way and has become stagnant in that place of continuous errors and evil parties, because the bottom line is that they were wrong in some place. Because they have been caged by this darkness. Nothing is clearly seen when there is darkness. Ignorance of the truth. She could not discern a time. She could not discern her helper. Because she was darkened in her mind because of what she has been told. The one who is the Messiah. The one who is the helper. The one that can make her finish well by locating the right destiny that God has for her was right there with her, but yet she lacked the understanding of whom she was standing with. Helping you and I to see that carnality cannot do much. Because it is not of him that willeth, of him that runneth, but God is the one that showeth mercy. Beloved, and he said, my mercy I will have upon whom I will have mercy. It is by divine choice, it's not based on my prerogative. So when his disciples could say and think, why are you still here dealing with this man? We thought that the natural appetite is required. He said, this one is also the daughter of Abraham that needed what I came to give. I come to seek and to save those who are lost. Anybody might be lost on the tradition beliefs. But God said, I am not man. When we first got saved many, many years ago, I said, we sing a song. God is God and not a liar. We sang those songs that we don't know what we were singing. Many of us, we were just singing to the music. But we never know that it means that God, all true, whatever he has promised, he will sure do. He cannot deny himself. The word of the Lord said, even when we are faithless, 2 Timothy 2:13, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. As I begin to give God thanks today, everybody that come in contact with me today, they know what fills my heart. How can you explain it? There are personalities I wanted to call. Because look, God has been kind to us. Either so he has brought us, either so he has helped us. Beloved, the word of the Lord is for two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. We who are fled to take all of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. He cannot lie. He said all that you need is God. What you and I needed is God. Beloved, I want you to know what the woman was saying, but the Jews worship where the presence of the Lord is in Jerusalem, and our own father worship in this Mount Gerizim. Gerizim means a place where it was cut off. Cutting off. They've accepted being cut off. Beloved, this Gerizim is somewhere very close to the mountain of Palestine. A people cut off. Others were blessed in that place, but they were cut off. Very close to the entry point of Canaan. That was where that location is. But that is the place where others took blessings, but they took what was not beneficial to them. They took ordinary wealth. When, beloved, there is a spiritual wealth that they were meant to get. My only singular assignment tonight is that the spiritual poverty, as you and I saw this morning, poverty speaking of being a destitute, destitution that make one to always be in need. Destitution that she didn't sponsor by herself. So she was in continuous need, but she was getting the wrong thing because she thought she needed the man. She was getting what the enemy set up to ruin her. She was getting what the enemy set up to waste her. She was getting what the enemy set up to make destiny to remain locked up on the inside and never have expression. That is why you and I must rid ourselves of that spiritual
God has made an eternal provision for us through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He said, everyone that wants it, we get it. Everyone that discerned that death was their need, they are close to getting it. That is why you and I must lift up our voices in this remaining few minutes, and you are saying to the Lord, Lord, deliver me, open my heaven, deliver me from every spiritual bankruptcy, every spiritual poverty, every spiritual even destitution, every spiritual want, every spiritual lack. Lord, give me the living water of life. Let it swell up within me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a beer at water.
Paul was saying, he said everything.
cave of religion, in the cave, or even in the cage of tradition, in the cage of pride, in the cage of human reasoning, in the cage of human assessment, in the cage of human analysis, in the cage of human natural way of looking at issues. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, open your heaven, change our story. Let there be an encounter with you. Ila bido otsusu ate entru no nosia. Ila bekusto zosi ate ende ge kustoso. Ila bio otsusu ato ende ge kusto esso pro otsuate ende ge kustoso ende ge kustosia. Ila bio otsuasa.
Ende ge ge
Jesusia. Ella boto gozosa. Essa proto goziate. Ende che custoso sie. Ella bioto gozosiata. E troli che custoso siate. E frososa patuaga. E che custoso sia. Ella proto goziate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, what you see in this woman was that she believed in what our fathers have told her about the well of Jacob. She gave herself to what was passed on to her. And therefore, when the writer of story, the Alpha, Jesus Christ, Son of God, came, she could not get it. This morning I said, pray. Pray that your efforts will not turn their back on you. Beloved, here comes this woman standing before Jesus. The only helper that can help us men from their atrocities and from our sin. The only one who paid the price for our bailout and for our redemption. When you saw the madman of Gadara, as soon as Jesus got to the containment area in the tomb, the devil spoke in her. He said, we don't have a need of you. Our time is not yet. One man is now talking as many men, many devils. It is a spirit that makes man not to be able to discern and understand who their helper is. And beloved, what was that spirit trying to do? To make that man to be displeasing unto Jesus, and so that Jesus would have left him in his wrath. If not that Jesus knew that it was the devil inside of that man that was speaking and not himself. The best help he can give himself was to cut himself. Cutting himself off gradually, unable to gain life, but was wasting his own life gradually. But destiny was locked up on the inside, but never, beloved, discovered. Beloved, because the grave had caged at his destiny. The devils on the inside of him, they have brought a destiny arrest. But beloved, when he located Christ, he was probably starting well and then became twisted. But he didn't remain twisted because Jesus extended mercy towards him. Jesus said, how many are you? They said, we have many, plenty devils inside of this one body. And he said, get out of him now. One thing that you have to see was that that person was willing to be free because there was no argument. The devil was speaking, but the man was calm. And that is why you are saying, Father, show me mercy. Do not let me be my own enemy. Do not let me ruin myself. Do not let me agree with the devil against my life. Do not let me be in agreement, in covenant with the enemy that wanted to waste my life and waste my destiny. Lord, arouse me. Wake me up on the inside. Enable and empower me to locate, Lord, what you have ordained for me. Introduce me to my helper of destiny. Angelic us and the helpers of man. God will use another man to help us. God will use beyond everything that he created. He engaged in the rebels to help Elijah. He engaged Elijah to help the woman of the widow of Shepherd. He engaged, beloved, the Peter to raise a Dorcas. That was it. He engaged a Barnabas to help Paul. He engaged a Peter to help. divine help of the Almighty God is a pure to Gazate. Endeke sociato le piato etrusa e sopro le gacaso zeproto le gacosto si paate e gacoste e sopro ne gacaso sia e la botuasa e la becoso e sopra ndege che sosia e la pio otruso siate endeke quasa. E la boto, entri na gazate, e che calibro sociato, ende che suata, e la boto vociata. She had great respect for her fathers, but she disrespected the creator even of her own father and of herself. She believed in the information of man against the spiritual information that Jesus was giving to her. Beloved, but suddenly the darkness was dispelled because there was an illumination, there was a spark on the inside of her. She said, I want this living water. I don't have to waste my life. My destiny does not have to be wasted. And Jesus said, if I give you that living water, it will spring on the inside of you, even to eternal life. And the living water was the word of the living God. Bekusus the art of Logosus is the art. Enthronogosus the art. And God told me, he said, I am not man. God is not man. He can't lie. Whatsoever he says he will do, he will do it. God is not man. God is not man. God is not man. Why don't you say? Because God said in this manner, we will engage divine favor in order that we might finish strong and finish well and finish good. Whereby, how do you finish strong? You possess your possession. How do you finish strong? Every promise of God concerning your life, find expression. How do you finish stronger? It means that your destiny have expression. How do you finish stronger? You have a realization of everything that God has spoken for your health, for your wealth, for your strength, for your rising, for your lifting, for a good story. You are saying to the Lord, open down my heaven, open your heaven over the Prevalence Champion Network, United Kingdom, National Prayer Summit, in this month of December, all throughout the many years that is ahead of us. Let our heavens be open. Let our word come through Pastor Aya, Pastor Yomi, Pastor Ellen. Lord, bring forth the word of the Lord. Bring forth the word of the Lord. Is a peer as to as the art. Let there be anointed speaking and anointed hearing. Us a peer as to the Lord plus the art. In the day of your power, your people shall be willing. Let there be willingness in the heart of every prevail to embrace the word of God. Is a peer as to the libros the art. Endege kusoto. I must not miss the day of my visitation. The day of my visitation. He said, my people shall be willing in the day of his power. In the bozo, the art. Endegege lebruso siate. Endege kusoto. Endega apioso. In the becroso, the art. In the becuasa, the art. Entro no gozo. Endege custoso si e la pio otuaso endege custo a te e soproso e supiatoso endege custicataia e la broto do custoso si endega cassiate. Can you say to the Lord, deliver me, Lord, this afternoon, this evening, rid me of having a form of godliness with no power, having a religious outlook with no connectivity with Christ, having a religious outlook that may without any faith in the word of God, having a religious, even downward, without Christ in my life, in la bio sociato, li aproto sociate, endege custoto. Endege kusoto, libro da gaso, e sopro de quaso, endege custoso,
ella bio otroso e dege custoto ella bio otuate e dege libri sosia e dege quaso si itonde che suate ella bio otruso siate e dege che siate e dege custoso sie e dege che quaso e dege associate e labio otroso e dege custoso e la becoso sia e sopro nega e troso e sotto aia e la boquate e tuata nanga lo cucutuso e sopro tega e susia a pioto e dege che susia e dege che leprus ate e dege custoso sia e la bio onde gege libris osie e sopro to the art. Lord, let my heaven be open. Introduce yourself to me. Introduce myself to me in the light of your word, in the light of your truth, in the light of what you have written about me, in the light of what you have spoken concerning me. Introduce me to myself. Introduce Elinor Lua for like achievement. Unto yourself, O Lord, in Sophia, a total of all us, Lord, that I am known as you have known me. O Lord, be the quas of the gods of the siate, and the piot of the siate, and tronobosicato, and dege, and cocucutoso, and sopriando, and the libris of Zia, and the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice. Beloved, Gerasim, as I said, is a mountain that is called cut off. God pronounced a blessing unto Israel from that mountain. Beloved, God cut off every yoke what connected them, beloved, to the path of pain, slavery, intimidation, hardship, and toil, to the past poverty. God cut it off and evoke blessings upon their life. That is why you have said to the Lord, oh God, today, Lord, open down my heaven. Cut off my life from my past pain. Cut off my now from my past trouble. Cut off my now from my past oppression. Cut off anything that represents me now from every past poverty, every past even problem, every past traumatic experience, every past every need, every past was in la via sociato. Cut off my life, my destiny. Cut off my family from every past displeasure, from every past bankruptcy of a spiritual bankruptcy, from every past shortage spiritually, from every past lack and insufficiency of grace. In abuse of the heart, the Lord said that my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. Lord, the cross of the heart, the cross of the alebeques of the heart, in abuse, introduce me, Lord, to the divine grace available for me in Christ Jesus. Introduce me, Lord, to the divine power available for me in this open heaven. Oh, Lord, introduce me to the exceeding great and precious promises that you have written, that you have stated, that you have spoken concerning me, concerning this commission, concerning the prevalence, Lord. Lord, root, oh God, let your word take root in my life. Lord, everyone that comes to the summit, Lord, let the word of the Lord take root in the heart and in the lives of men. Let the word of the Lord take root in the heart and in the life of men.
be carnally minded is death. When somebody dies and what they are saying is about her makeup, how she is a beautiful woman. When somebody dies and all that they can write about her is that she showed me how to dress. It's crazy. Keep your dressing to yourself, because you can dress me on earth. If I'm naked before God and beloved, denied of the glory of God, denied of the power of God, it is evil. Whether you are beautiful in your own sight or ugly, beloved, everything about this outer man, it gets wasted. Where is the beauty? If there is no inner beauty, the external beauty is a waste. The external beauty does not mean anything. Beloved, Paul has all the external stuff, but he said, they are completely insignificant if I have to look at what I really need. I don't know what these people saw. And they will sing songs. I need you. Every I need you, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you. I need you, Lord.
Beloved,
That is what this summit is about. It's not a summit ordinary place. It is a place of encounter. It is the delivery room of divine encounter with the Lord. The Lord spoke to me in this morning very, very clear. He said, I've given you a year where you have raised men. You have made men to deliver. In this commission, man has come to the level where they deliver, beloved, the word of the Lord for themselves. But he said to me, as you come into the next season, as you come into the next phase from next year, he said, nations will be born. Beloved, nations will be born. The beloved destiny of nations will be delivered. They will be birthed by the same personalities that God has brought to the delivery room of God to deliver what is meant for their destiny and from their life. There will be men that take the destiny of nations and begin to birth those destinies in the place of prayer. Destinies of other men. Be therefore, we are saying, Lord, as this summit takes place, make it an appointment. Lord, let it be an appointment with God, an appointment with destiny, an appointment to realize the divine agenda of God. Il appio a tutti i suoi e sopriende che custo sozia. Il appio a truso e nege che custoso. Il appio a truasa. Il appio a tutti i suoi e nege che qua appioto le entre ne be custo o sozia a tuase. Il appio e cuta. That woman, beloved, had an encounter with Jesus. But beloved, she became an instrument that delivered a community. Beloved, the madman of Gadara, even though found himself in the middle of the tomb, beloved, became a rescuer for 10 cities. Lord, let there be an encounter. Give me sons and daughters. One man, two men, three men. Man that will locate the word of the Lord, the saviors of communities, the savior of nations, the savior of people. Lord, raise them in this commission. Raise them in this commission. Those who will tremble at your word, those who will run with your word, those who will give their life to your word, those who will press into your word, those who will deny themselves in your word, in La Bio or Tugadasuate, those who will say once as she spoken, but twice have I heard that power belongeth unto God. Lekua Apioto. Lord, I break the barrier. I break every barrier that sponsors spiritual poverty in La Bio Kutaata. Every manifestation of everything that represents spiritual poverty. Be lacka atususiate. Lack of zeal, lack of passion. Misunderstanding of the ways of God, lack of right perception, lack of discernment of the truth of God's word, in la base siata, in tronogoso, in que quasa, rid them of such, Lord, bring them in their tens, bring them in their hundreds, bring them in their thousands, bring them in their millions, in this Zion, oh God, at the UK Summit, in Prevailers Church Network, around the world, UK, Nigeria, and around the world, be atua sociate, in la becre de custo socie, in la becre quasa, beloved, they became partner in the kingdom, in kingdom advancement, Lord, raise sons and daughters, raise men and women that will partner with me, oh God, in the work of the ministry. Men and women that will stand in their position, beloved, taking hold of the spiritual blessing of God and running the race of life. In la bio, also to the art. Men that will desire that this time tomorrow be acute us, not the world that the king lives on. That don't understand the day of deliverance, the day of change, the day of rewriting of stories. Lord, raise the sons and the daughters, both young and old, both men and women,
commission. Raise from this commission the Samuels. Let the Elijah arise. Let the Peters arise. Let the Saul convert to Paul. Lord, let the minimum become raised to maximum. Let the weak be raised as the stronger. Lord, let there be a transformation at the summit of this year. In La Bio, or to the art, Le Kekwa, Atondo. Favorable men that we do favorable things for the Lord. Favorable men that we walk in favorable season of life and flourish in their favorable place. Ordained by God for us in the name of Jesus. Raise up favorable women that we walk in their favorable place to do favorable things, advancing the kingdom of God, settling and establishing what God settling and establishing and what God has ordained even for us in La Bio or to the earth, that they will be planted in the house of the Lord, and together we flourish, we bring forth results. No Jordan will be able to oppose us. It will not be able to stop us from yielding the fruit of righteousness in La Bio to the earth. Esopriato. Lord, bring them from the north, bring them from the south, bring them from the east, and bring them from the west. Isapia, Atuat. I speak to the north, you cannot hold them back. I speak to the south, you cannot keep them down. I speak to the east and to the west. Release the sons and the daughters God has ordained for this commission. Let them begin to troop in. Li apioso no si ato. Entro no bosia. E deble. E cuto. Ostega. Le cuta aproto. Ila prende che quasa. E la bioto. Otru na ato. E sopronte. Ila vengle che custoso. E tege che custoso. E soprota. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody needs to say to God what he told me. It's God, it's not man. I want you to say, my God, you are my God, you are not a man. Therefore, you cannot lie. You are a God. You are my God. You are not a man. You cannot lie. You cannot lie. Therefore, my faith and my hope rest in your spoken word. My faith and my hope rest in your spoken word. Because you are God. You are not a man. You are God. You are not like man. You cannot lie. Is that be also awesome? Concerning my life, you cannot lie. Concerning my ministry, you cannot lie. Concerning my children, you cannot lie. Concerning this commission, you are spoken. Therefore, you will do it. Lord, you cannot lie. Prove to man that you are God. And don't lie. Is that be out of long as I see it? Lord, make a difference. Beloved, that is what Elijah said in 1 Kings. Chapter number 18. It said, if God is God, follow him. It said to God, it said, if you are the one that called me, let the proof of your calling, let the proof of your commissioning, let it be evident. Lord, let there be a proof produced that you are God in my life. You are not a man that you should lie. Li apiose che custososia. E sopronde. E che cucutoso. E sopranagazo. Siato. E tega apioso. Longre tega custososiate. E tega custoso. Entro novosiate. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help coming from the Lord who makes the heavens and the earth. My help coming from the Lord. My help coming from the Lord who makes the heavens and the earth. It will not suffer my foot to be moved, that is, it will never let me stumble, slip, or fall. For it's always watching and never sleeping. Jehovah himself is caring for me and for you. He is our defender. He protects us by day and night. He keeps us from all evil and preserves our life. He keeps his eyes upon us as we come and go, and always is our guide. I want you to say to the Lord, I lifted up my voice and my eyes unto the hills of God. Lord, you are my only help, for you are all that I need. Therefore, arise and help me. Do not put me to shame. Arise and be helper, even unto me. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let the enemy ask, who is my God? Arise, Jehovah, for my help. Arise, Jehovah, for my help. Arise, Jehovah, for my help. Ilabio otruza de prunega kazote. Ilabio trunagazo ziate. Eglekusto soziate. Entronobosi ito. Entronobosi ikata. Nonglabahai. Father, we thank you so much for this divine arrangement tonight, because you have proven yourself faithful, able, dependable, and reliable. You have proven yourself as the Almighty God, the one that speaks and it comes to pass. You watch over your word to perform it. Thank you because of what you have done in our lives, even tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord abideth, liveth, and abideth forever. Lord, I thank you because your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word is yea, your word is amen. Therefore, I give you the glory and the honor. You told me, you said you are God, you will never lie. I believe with all of my heart that you are God, you cannot lie. I believe with all of my heart that you are God, you are not man, and you cannot lie. I believe that you are God, you are not man, so you cannot lie. For whatsoever you said you will do, that is what you do. For you are the one that is at work in me, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. You are the one that performed the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger. Because you are the word that speaks on the inside of me. And therefore, as I have spoken what you have said me tonight, I thank you because you are performing your word to perfection. And nothing will be missing, nothing will be broken. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it abided forever. Therefore, the testimonies of this divine encounter remains forever and ever. There shall be said that under this open heaven of the Most High God, you have visited and you have done great and mighty things. Father, we thank you that as the people break their fast tonight, our food and our water will be blessed, and sicknesses and diseases, they are far removed from us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, my Father, I decree and declare, because you are our shepherd, we shall suffer no lack of anything that is good. For no good thing shall you withhold from us. That walk uprightly, you will not withhold favor, you will not withhold health from us. No good thing shall we lack. We shall suffer no lack of anything because you are our great shepherd, the shepherd of the sheep. Therefore, we are divinely protected, secured. We are divinely catered for. We are divinely helped. We are divinely sustained. We are divinely, oh God, brought to a place of increase. Therefore, thank you for destroying every darkness of religious tradition, every darkness of self and self-centeredness that deny the right divine perception. Thank you, Lord, because you have delivered us from making our enemy friends and turning our friends to enemy. Lord, thank you for divine perception. Lord, thank you, because when men say that there is a casting down, we'll say there is a lifting up for us. Thank you for the sons and the elders that you have ordained for the summit. Lord, none shall miss their appointment with Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for opening the heaven over this meeting. Go beyond every man minister's preparation. Lord, let there be a free flow of your spirit, and let your name be glorified. Therefore, we open our heart and our spirit and our soul to receive the engrafted word of God that is able to save our soul. Therefore, I come against every spirit of poverty manifested, in manifesting as sickness, lukewarmness, spiritual lukewarmness, spiritual emptiness, spiritual devourer, spiritual attacker that manifests as spiritual oppression and harassment that manifests itself as satanic demonic embargo, as the spirit of containment and limitation, as the satanic form of restraint, as the spirit of Jericho or the spirit of Jordan. Lord, I decree and declare that the snare is broken tonight. We have escaped, for our help is in the name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, look at what I see right before me. I want us to take this prayer before I go. Any occurrence, any satanic occurrence, because I see a scenario where they are trying to listen to somebody's heart. And beloved, but the old heart, I saw it out, and the heart was beside the ear. And beloved, any occurrences of the evil one that can make man to check whether the heart is still pumping inside of any personality, I cancel it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le appear or to sincere. I want you to say, my heart, heart of the prevailers around the world, whosoever you may be, you shall not stop breathing. You shall not stop pumping in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any occurrences of evil that could make the heart of man, Lord, to become what they are trying to listen to check whether it's still working. Today I decree and declare, you shall not stand. 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 In the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord, Isaiah 43:4, I say, because I loved you, because you are precious in my sight, I give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Therefore, all others will be given in exchange for us, but nobody in this commission will be given as an exchange for the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, there is no evil exchange. Any personality that was meant to die will die. And any personality that was meant to live will live. Because the word of the Lord said there are personality that must die. He said even if they call Moses, he will not hear. If they call an Elijah, the wicked, beloved, will not have a way of surviving. Therefore, you are saying any personality that wants to use me as an exchange for their life in this season, you will die in my stead after the order of Aaron. You will die in my stead after the order of Aaron. You will die in my stead after the order of Ahithophel. In the mighty name of Jesus, Ila Beku Sosiate, Ila Plondege Custoso. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody that just died, stupidly, just died for nothing. Because only the wicked will die, but the righteous will not suffer death. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every appointment set up by the enemy with the spirit of death against the righteous, that appointment shall not hold, it shall not be kept. Therefore, in our going out and our coming in, I decree we are covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every satanic arrow of the wicked has backfired on them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Shall say unto the Lord, you are my refuge, you are my fortress. You are our God, and all we put our trust. Thank you that our expectation shall not be cut short. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Beloved, we are in this year 2015, by the grace of the Almighty God, we have the last School of Purpose next week, Wednesday, that is looking at Apostolic Foundation, and in the new year, another series will begin. Don't forget, we are just 3 days in, 2 more days into the UK National Summit. Pray for Pastor Ellen, Pastor Ayo, Pastor Yomi, and pray for every service team member and for every attendance of the ministry. It's going to be our first year. Beloved, I want you to rejoice with us. I want you to give God thanks. Beloved, we don't take God for granted on this.